south of the border, down Mexico way. That's where I fell in love when the stars above came out to play. And now as I wander.
Hello there, all you expat wannabes. I'm Johnny Mueller, and you're listening to The Expat Files, Living in Latin America, the show that tells you just what it's like to live, work, play, and or retire down here in Latin America. It's a mix of the good, the bad, the ugly, and the great, and it's all right here, so let's get started. Okay, everyone wants a new expat Eddie story, and I will give you one today. But first, remember that I've always said that anyone who had a going thing lecturing in the 80s and 90s on stuff like real estate, house flipping, timeshares, option trading, you know, all those thoroughly outdated has-been 80s and 90s ideas that came on CDs, even cassette tapes. Yep, I remember way back when I was a sucker for that option stuff too. Never made a dime. You know how I've always said that people are coming down, reheating those old moldy ideas and translating them into Spanish? They find out there's a brand new untapped Latin audience down here. Not just getting a dead cat bounce, but breathing brand new life into these things. Back then, when those thoroughly burnt out lectures were all the rage, here in Latin America, they didn't even have the internet yet. Even the most educated Latins in the 80s and 90s never heard of an option or a timeshare or a real estate flipping. But believe it or not, all that stuff from the 80s and 90s we laugh at now is all the rage down here in Latin America. In fact, down here, people brag about having a timeshare, whereas up north, to admit you got sucked in on one of those is a big embarrassment. I mean, come on, it sounds crazy, but what are we talking about? A 20-year lag time with that stuff down here? Anyway, I noticed lately that a lot of big-time has-beens are setting up conferences and seminars and cleaning up. So we've got has-been first world speakers and has-been dinosaur rock and rollers, all just hoping for a dead cat bounce. Then finding out, to their surprise, they're actually kind of famous again. Like one of the guys from that really moldy oldie band, America. Remember them? Horse with No Name and Tin Man, Ventura Highway, stuff like that. In the last few years, they've toured Latin America not once, but four different times. Well, one of the guys in that band told me just about 2 years ago, if you're a broke has-been rocker and you definitely need a second wind, that is before you need hip replacements like Eddie Van Halen, might as well do it in paradise. Now, in a past show, I mentioned certain one-hit wonder has-beens who've been down here on tour like Patch Adams and Jerkoff Giuliani. Yep, it's not just faded rock bands, it's faded lecture gurus, too. Then there was that Venus and Mars guy, John Gray. He did a couple tours down here and sold out. Oh, and by the way, just 3 months ago, Chris Gardner came down. Now, you may not know who this guy is, but he's that guy that Will Smith portrayed in that movie, In Pursuit of Happiness. You remember that rags-to-riches story about a down-and-out guy who hit the skids and eventually became a super successful stock trader. Now, the lag time factor on that guy and his one-hit wonder movie is like 10 years. And just 3 months ago, he did his dead cat pounce and sold out everywhere. And he speaks zero Spanish, so he had a translator along with him at all times. So you got an idea whose time has come and gone up in the States? Come on down and give it a shot. What have you got to lose? Even if you speak zero Spanish, just crawl up in the attic and dust off those old cassettes. You might have something. Oh, and I forgot. Zuckerberg made the tour through here and sold out too. Obviously, didn't need the money. So, why'd he come down then? You tell me. Though I wish I would have run into him somewhere. I would have punched him right in the face. Book. And it seems every couple of weeks in the newspaper, there's some new first world has-been coming on through and cleaning up. In fact, guess whose big, fat, bearded face is all over the billboards these days? Why, it's good old Steve Wozniak. The Woz, a.k.a. the Wizard of Woz. Actually, the technical brains behind Apple. No, it wasn't Steve Jobs. He was the marketing brains. I know all you listeners are way above average, so you're probably picturing his Grizzly Adams frame in your head right now. I'm dating myself, right? So anyway, I'm seeing his ugly mug in the papers and on big billboards these days. He's coming on down through Latin America, even though 99.9% of Latins don't know who the hell he is. Now, I know that most people in the States don't know who he is. They wouldn't recognize him if he belly bumped him in an elevator. Yet he's doing the big tour through Latin America. Mexico, Guatemala, Nicaragua, Costa Rica, Panama, and from there, parts south. So you have to wonder, if the average guy wouldn't recognize him or his name up in the States, how do they successfully book this guy south of the border? Well, it's easier than you might think, but it's got to be planned right. Now, I know a couple of marketing guys who work for a big hotel chain down here in Latin America. And I found out that guys like Wozniak have an advanced person up in the States who sends out a barrage of emails, basically press packets, announcing the dates he's going to be in a particular Latin country and his availability as a paid speaker. And they send them to the marketing people in all the big first world style hotels like the Intercontinental, the Barceló, the Marriott, Princess, Holiday Inn, Radisson chain. Yep, they got them all down here. And they send press packets in English and Spanish out to all the big cell phone companies and distributors. And in Waz's case, because he's purely a nerdish technical guy, to all the big computer slash electronic store chains and all the university administration and science departments. Not to mention all the Latin government tourism boards. Oh, and of course all the local and national TV stations too. And what they end up doing is striking sponsorship and promotional deals, as well as partnering up with hotels, computer stores, tourism boards, and marketing agencies. So he comes in and everyone else provides the promotion and the media stuff. Not only that, most has-beens and almost famous gringos get two separate fees. If it's at a university, for example, they'll pay him a big speaker's fee, as well as a percentage of the gate. So, all you guys and gals out there, if you want to rebake an old idea, why not? It obviously works. You can start small, test the waters, and still clean up. Oh, and by the way, this would be Steve Wozniak's second dead cat bounce. Because, you see, 4 years ago, when Steve Jobs got a personal phone call from the guy with the big iPhone in the sky, suddenly, the world focused on and dissected Steve Jobs like they did to John Lennon when he died. And suddenly, his closest ex-partner, Wozniak, was in great demand for interviews and as a speaker. In fact, they made two Steve Jobs movies, and Wozniak was a paid consultant. So, I can imagine he must really like or miss the spotlight. He certainly doesn't need the money, that's for sure. Unfortunately, if you ever heard the guy speak or in an interview, well, let's be kind and say he's short on charisma. So, besides the fact that he was once connected with Steve Jobs, why is he making such a splash in Latin America? It's all part of that gringo advantage, and you know, you have it too, but you have to have an idea to get it rolling. And don't let the fact that your Spanish is crap stop you. There are countless nice, motivated, affable college kids down here who will be glad to work for you as a full-time English-Spanish translator for a cool $300 to $500 a month. And remember, we're talking about college kids, so they won't just be translators. It'll be more like tour guide, driver, and executive secretary all rolled into one. That said, about a week ago, I got a phone call from expat Eddie. He said, Johnny, I'm looking to buy some good quality gym equipment. He knew that I knew which brands were good and which ones were crap, which ones you could easily get parts for, stuff like that. So anyway, I said, first thing, Eddie, let's get on OLX.com, and he's in Salvador, so all you have to do there is put in OLX.com, and automatically you're in this sort of Craigslist for all of El Salvador. Now, that's true of any Latin country you happen to be in. You type in OLX.com, and that country's all 100% free Latin-style Craigslist will pop up too. And note that since I found that thing maybe about a year or so ago, I use it all the time. And by the way, for you crappy Spanish speakers, don't worry. It's a great way to learn your Spanish. For example, in Eddie's case, he wanted to get a nice high-quality elliptical trainer. Now, when we got on OLX.com, of course, you have to put in the word elliptical in Spanish, which is elliptica. Last letter is an A. And suddenly, 86 of those machines popped up, along with the price, various photos, and the seller's phone number. Now, like I said in the past show, Craigslist does exist on here, but it's nothing compared to OLX.com. I take that back. The only place that Craigslist and OXL are kind of running neck and neck is in Mexico, but I don't recommend you live there anyway, so we don't need to talk too much about that. But to say that the reason why Craigslist is quite popular in Mexico is because, well, Mexico is kind of like the unofficial 51st state these days, now isn't it? And by the way, in the mind of most Mexicans, it is the 51st state. God bless America, let freedom ring and all that horse. So congratulations to all you guys and gals living up in Obamit land. Now, I guess pretty soon they'll have to add another star to the flag, right? And those flags, of course, will be made in China. But I digress as usual. Anyway, So Eddie and I are looking on OLX.com, El Salvador, and there are no less than 86 elliptical machines posted. Now note, El Salvador is a tiny country, but it's still got 15 what you might call states or departments. If you look at a map, you can see how they're sliced up. Anyway, if you go on OLX.com, if you're in El Salvador, you'll get the main page on the Salvador map broken into those districts or departments. And in this case, on the map, they'll list how many elliptical machines are in each department. Now, of course, Eddie could afford to buy a brand new elliptical machine. He could even buy one of those Life Fitness jobs and pay, who knows, $4,000. But you see, that's why he brought me along. And Eddie's no fool. He was brought up kind of lower middle class and lived in a trailer court when he was young. So doesn't matter how much money he has now, he knows the value of a buck and he doesn't want to overpay. I said, okay, Eddie, here's the plan. We're going to pick the 5 or 6 most expensive machines. We'll get the brand and the model from the description. And in those cases where they are painfully short on description, you know, this is Latin America, details, details. In that case, we'll zoom in on the photos and pick the brand and model number off there. Then we'll go to Amazon.com and check out equivalent models and prices. Now note, as I've said in shows in the past, Latins do no investigation like this themselves. So as you might have figured, maybe 70 to 80% of all the elliptical machines on OLX are pure flimsy junk from Walmart or as seen on TV commercials. Yep, they got that down here too. In fact, they actually have as seen on TV stores down here. Even though it's English, as seen on TV is English. Sure, most Latins, when they see the store, they know what it is, but they only understand the TV part in the title. Why they don't translate the as seen part into Spanish, I'll never know. Anyway, when you do see that stuff on TV, you know, the ab cruncher, the clapper, the bowel mover, the pocket circumciser, most are, again, nothing more than the original 80s and 90s versions of the same commercials you saw on late night TV after Creature Features or Don Kirshner's rock concert. Remember those sleazy Vegematic commercials? Well, they're all down here now, dubbed in Spanish. So if you don't think you have a huge leg up due to the lag time effect and the gringo advantage, well, come on down south of the border, flick on the tube, and you'll see what I mean. Hey, who knows? You might just be one of those behind-the-curve Americans who invested badly and is now stuck with a warehouse in Cleveland full of rusty Ginzu knives and dusty Chia Pets. Well, I know exactly how you can get rid of them. But I digress as usual. Boy, did I digress. Anyway, so Eddie and I are looking at the top 5 most expensive elliptical trainers on OXL.com, and we've got a couple of very high-end machines, a Nordic Track, a Precor, the high-end commercial models that are in health clubs. And believe it or not, that's exactly the kind of machine you want for home. But you don't want a new one, because those machines cost anywhere from $2,000 to $4,000 new. We checked that out, too. Anyway, I noticed one of those machines looked like a star in the group. A Life Fitness machine that retailed for $2,500. By the way, the funny money in El Salvador is the U.S. dollar. And the asking price on this machine? $1,500. So Eddie dialed him up and he said, wait a minute, you're a gringo, right? Come on over. So now Eddie's thinking that's the few downsides of being a gringo. But because the guy already published his price, there was no way he could jack it up just because Eddie was a gringo. But also, to an extent, there is the gringo advantage because the guy immediately knows you're not a scammer, you probably have the money, and you're not a no-good Nick. Latins stereotype us gringos that way, and that's why he was glad to invite us over immediately. Now, expat Eddie recognized by the address that the guy lived in an upscale, guarded community. And why wouldn't he? He has a $2,500 piece of exercise equipment. Only a wealthy Latin person could afford an extravagance like that. Then the guy told Eddie, you're never going to find my place on your own. So he said, let's meet at so-and-so Shell station. And it's true, it's very difficult to find addresses down here. Because remember, most Latin American cities are not laid out in a grid. It's all mountains, valleys, volcanoes, and plateaus, and, well, streets and avenues tend to end abruptly, even change names in midstream, and more than half of the houses and buildings do not even have numbers posted on them. So, good luck getting around even if you do know your Spanish. And as for street and avenue signs, well, you could go for miles sometimes and never see a single one. That's why, as much as I hate the thought of getting tracked, A GPS really does come in handy down here, and by the way, it's a great antidote for road rage. Anyway, Eddie said, sure, we'll meet you at the Shell station. What kind of car do you have? He said, it's a new 2016 Audi Q7 SUV. And Eddie says, okay, we'll be right there. He hangs up and looks at me and he says, we're not going to get a deal from this guy. He's driving a brand new $65,000 car. Then Eddie made a crooked smile and winked and said, unless, Johnny. And then I said, yeah, unless, like so many Latins with nice new cars, he's overstretched, late on his payments, maxed out on his plastic, and is deep in the hole. Then Eddie says, let's not write this guy off. Let's see him. So half hour later, we get to the Shell station, and sure enough, there's that shiny new SUV, and the guy gets out. Big, fat guy in hospital scrubs. Turns out, he's a gastrointestinal surgeon. Then comes the usual questions, because we're gringos. Where are you from? Chicago? Huh. What a coincidence. I have a cousin Julio in Boise and all that crap. Like, Chicago to Boise's a 20-minute ride on the L train. Then he says, follow me. So as we're following the guy up the side of a mountain to a very nice, guarded, gated community, Eddie says, look at the guy. 100 pounds overweight, and he's selling his exercise equipment. Something's wrong here. So we go through the usual guard checkpoint. Very nice subdivision, like I said. Except his house is pretty nondescript. In fact, in the States, you might call it a starter home. He definitely had one of the low-end houses in the neighborhood. And I'm thinking, there's something wrong here. His car is worth almost as much as his house. But that can be typical down here in Latin America. For Latins, it's what you drive, how you dress, and what kind of smartphone you have. However, those social status rules do not apply to, guess who? Gringos. Our own eccentricities are well tolerated, believe me. In fact, I can't tell you how many times I've been in a mall or an elevator or whatever, and I have overheard two Latins kind of cutting up on another Latin saying, in Spanish, of course, why do you still have that old model? Why don't you get a new phone? Or my sister's boyfriend bought a Kia, but my dad has a Honda. They're better. All that stupid one-upmanship you see in the upper middle classes and the wealthy here. So if you know your Spanish, you can pick up on conversations like that in upscale malls where all the gringo wannabes are. Now, as for the middle-class common man and the lower middle-class guy on the street, you don't hear that kind of stuff. Was I digressing there? Anyway, we walk into this doctor's house. Remember, a gastrointestinal surgeon. Say he was on the hard side of 50. And then Eddie says, do you speak English? Because, you know, down here, you realize that almost all professionals, at least the ones under 50 anyway, speak English because all the cutting-edge research, development, and articles are on the internet now in English. Surprisingly enough, this doc said, no, let's speak in Spanish, which, to me, threw up a red flag. It's rare to find a doctor down here that doesn't want to speak English with you because they want the practice. So anyway, we go through the foyer into a living room, and all of a sudden, a tiny dog runs in out of a bedroom somewhere, starts yipping and humping on Eddie's leg. Now, if that's ever happened to you, you know that usually as you try to shake the dog off and kick it away, it comes back for more. Meanwhile, the fat old doc is standing there. Oh, don't worry, he doesn't bite. He's just being friendly. Does that to everyone. That said, I am going to digress here. Because I know I said this in a past show a long time ago, but Latins never train their dogs. I mean, you could be in the nicest upscale Latin house and there'll be a wild-ass dog like that jumping up on you. One minute, pissing on the kitchen floor. The next minute, chewing on your shoes or the furniture. And you know, it doesn't matter if you're in a poor guy's house, in a tin shack, sitting on a couch, or sitting on a sofa in the billiard room of a pompous-ass Latin senator. Almost all of them have dogs, and when you sit on a sofa, one guess who's going to try to jump on your lap or bury his head in your crotch. If you guessed the senator, well, maybe, but usually it'll be his dog. So anyway, the dog's humping Eddie's leg, and the doc finally throws some food in the dog's bowl, and he's diverted to the kitchen. And now we're in the bedroom, where he's got this beautiful Life Fitness elliptical training machine sitting in the corner. Then the doc says, you know, I bought this thing about a year and a half ago from me and my wife. It was around $2,500, but they were running a deal and I got it for $2,000. And the fact of the matter is, I've only used it about 3 times myself and my wife, about 5, maybe 7 times. I guess we'd do better with a stationary bike, he said, and when I sell this thing, I'll get me a good one. And I'm thinking, I don't believe you can get a stationary bike with a tractor seat on it. That's when Expat Eddie said, Doc, give me your best price. And the doc answered, the lowest I can go is $12.50 for it, because as you can see, it's like new, except for the dust. Now, Eddie, knowing most of the tricks that I know, asked the guy if he could use his restroom. So Eddie went into the restroom, but did not use the bathroom. Instead, he just flushed the toilet, pulled out his money pouch, peeled off 800 bucks, and stuffed them in his pocket. When he came out and faced the doc, he dug in his pocket and slowly pulled out his wad and peeled off 800 bucks. And he said to the doc, well, you know, that's all I have on me and that's all I can afford to spend, 800. If you can come down to that, we got a deal. Then the doc says, yeah, but you know, I take really good care of my stuff, as you can see. Meanwhile, back in the living room, you couldn't help but notice that there were dog pee stains on the cloth sofa and the throw rug, and the dog had chewed the corners off the end table. Yep, the whole house had that disturbing essence of dog about it. Not only that, I could tell by the neglected garden and the peeling paint that he really took care of his stuff. You should have seen the bathroom. The paint on the toilet seat was worn down to bare wood. Eddie laughed when he said the doc couldn't splurge 10 bucks on a new seat. By the way, I've seen that dozens of times. It is pretty disgusting. Anyway, when Eddie was waving the $800 in front of him, then the doc said something strange. He said, look, tell you what, you give me $1,000, but don't give me the cash. Go down to Life Fitness, that's where I bought this machine, and you give them the money and you tell them it's for my account. And now Eddie and I kind of figured out what was happening. This guy was paying for this machine on time, and he's had it a year and a half now, and he still owes $1,000 on it. Imagine that. Driving a $65,000 car, obviously up to his balls in payments on that too, probably tapped out completely. Then Eddie took his $800 and he slowly counted it in front of the guy and he said, look, this is all I have. Then the doc said, well, I got it. Go down to Life Fitness, give him the $800 and charge the other $200 to your credit card and put it on my account. Then Eddie said, but I don't use credit cards. I do everything with cash. Then the doc looked surprised and said, really? I don't do cash. I just do credit cards. Anyway, Eddie counted his $800 slowly and carefully in front of the doc once again, and he said, look, doc, $800's my limit, and here's my name and number. Give me a call if you don't get the price you want. But I am looking to buy a machine in the next day or two. So we walked back through the living room, and the dog started humping Eddie's leg again. Then, all of a sudden, the dog backed away and started going into an epileptic fit. I'm not kidding you. Have you ever seen that happen to a dog? Then the doc said, yeah. Yeah, he's an epileptic. When he gets too excited, sometimes he has a little seizure. So Eddie and I are looking at this dog and watching him have a seizure, but he wasn't really having a seizure. What he was getting ready to do was vomit. Now, if you've ever had a dog, they have a particular way of signaling you that they're going to vomit in about 10 seconds. They kind of hunch up and their body starts contracting and you're thinking, uh-oh, time to get out of here. So we left just as that dog started vomiting on the carpet. Couldn't have timed it better. Then as we hit the front lawn, Eddie said, Johnny, I think I know why dogs love me so. It's the Old Spice. Gotta change brands. So in the end, Eddie and I drove into the sunset. Well, not actually into the sunset, but the nearest Latin version of a 7-Eleven called a Super 24. 24 is 24, meaning it's open 24 hours a day, but they're really not. Isn't that funny? They have all kinds of convenience stores, etc. down here that claim they're open 24-7, but they're really not. Yes, dear listeners, only in Latin America can you have a 24-hour place not open 24 hours, or better yet, a country club that doesn't have a golf course. And how about this? I was looking to get some 100% Mobil 1 synthetic oil for an oil change. Only use that, you know. Your car will last forever. Your engine will, anyway. So I pulled up to an auto parts supply store called an aceiteria. The Spanish word aceite means oil, you know, like oil change. Anyway, the whole outside of the building was plastered with Mobil insignias, including Mobil 1. So I asked the guy for 4 quarts, and he said, we don't stock Mobil 1. And I said, what about those big painted signs outside with the Mobil 1 on them? He said, nope, sorry, don't stock it. And since this is Latin America, the same thing happened to me 3 times that day. 3 different places, gigantic Mobile One insignias all over the place. And they all said the same thing. Nope, don't carry this stuff, but we have all the other mobile products, which I didn't want. So anyway, Eddie and I are in that Super 24, you know, that Latin version of a 7-Eleven. So Eddie could stock up on his usual diet of cheese popcorn and chicharrones. And believe me, you don't want to know what chicharrones are. And guess what? He gets the phone call. $800 will do. So 10 minutes later, we're back at the doc's house. Then he says to Eddie, go on down to Life Fitness, pay him the $800, bring back the receipt, and come and pick up the machine. And when we got back to the doc's house to pick up the machine with Eddie's pickup, it was obvious to us that the doc was checking his watch way too many times. He wanted us to see that it was a real Rolex, which I'm sure he was paying on time. Hey, I made a funny. Time, watch. Ha. And I said, Doc, what hospital are you affiliated with? And he said, oh, I work at the military hospital. Then I looked at Eddie and he looked back at me. Yep, it was an aha moment. We knew the doc's whole story now. Why the doc's car was worth more than his house, why he only used credit cards, why he was still paying for that machine on time after a year and a half, why he didn't speak English. He fit the profile exactly of a government flunky, albeit a professional government flunky. A slug with an MD. Probably graduated in the bottom 5% of his class. That's the profile down here anyway, and probably in most of the rest of the world. Those are the kind of guys that make a career out of getting lost in the government bureaucracy. In fact, you'll never hear a medical student down here tell you his goal is to get out and work for government. Huh. And even more revolting, working in a military hospital. So, don't think that other Latin doctors are like this guy. No, there are fantastic English-speaking private sector doctors down here. And some of them even donate time to the public hospitals a couple hours a week. Simply because they feel sorry for and want to help all those poor folks that are forced to get treated in those crummy medieval public hospital dungeons. Yep, another digression. Anyway, if you're the kind of person who likes estate sales and yard sales and rummaging, there's a real handy rule of thumb when you're buying used stuff, which, by the way, doesn't apply to clothing. Never pay more than half of the original retail price. So in the end, with his new elliptica, can we look forward to a healthier expat Eddie? Probably not, because he bought it for his girlfriend.
South of the border, down Mexico way.
You've been listening to the Expat Files, living in Latin America, coming to you twice a week from somewhere south of the border. Email me, theexpatfiles@gmail.com. And don't forget to check out expatwisdom.com to sign up for your free reports on Latin America. See you next time. Nos vemos. She was a picture. He knows.